A reading from the second book of Samuel. King David said to Joab and the commanders of the army who were with him, "Go through all the tribes of Israel, from Dan to Beersheba, and take a census of the people, so that I may know how many there are." Joab reported to the king the number of those who had been recorded. In Israel, there were 800,000 soldiers able to draw the sword, and those of Judah were 500,000. But afterward, David was stricken to the heart because he had numbered the people. David said to the Lord, "I have sinned greatly in what I have done. But now, O Lord, I pray to you, take away the guilt of your servant, for I have done very foolishly." When David rose in the morning, the word of the Lord came to the prophet Gad, David's seer, saying, "Go and say to David, 'Thus says the Lord, three things I offer you. Choose one of them, and I will do it to you.'" So Gad came to David and told him. He asked him, "Shall 3 years of famine come upon you and your land? Or will you flee 3 months before your foes while they pursue you? Or shall there be 3 days pestilence in your land? Now consider and decide what answer I shall return to the one who sent me." And David said to Gad, "I am in great distress. Let us fall into the hand of the Lord, for his mercy is great. But let me not fall into human hands." So the Lord sent a pestilence on Israel from that morning until the appointed time, and 70,000 of the people died from Dan to Beersheba. But when the angel stretched out his hand toward Jerusalem to destroy it, the Lord relented concerning the evil, and said to the angel who was bringing destruction among the people, "It is enough. Now stay your hand." The angel of the Lord was then by the threshing floor of Arunah the Jebusite. When David saw the angel who was destroying the people, he said to the Lord, "I alone have sinned, and I alone have done wickedly. But these sheep, what have they done? Let your hand, I pray, be against me and against my father's house." The word of the Lord. It's amazing that God doesn't just give up on us. The way David acted here, incredible. And we are certainly not as good as David. So what's God going to do? Well, David's sin here, his first sin, seems to be that he treats the Israelites as his own property. That seems to be the significance of counting them. Like he owned them. They weren't God's, given for him to serve and to care for, but they were his property. And he recognizes he's wrong. And God gives him those 3 alternatives of a punishment. And 2 of them have to do with punishing all the people. And 1 of them, just David's army. And you think he'd go for the, "Well, it was a military sin, punish my army." But no, that isn't what David thinks. David's more calculating. "Ah, I know this God. We throw ourselves on the mercy of humans, forget it. Throw ourselves on the mercy of God. God is merciful." And so even in the midst of his begging for forgiveness, David is calculating, trying to play God a bit. And then he finally really sees what's wrong. He finally gets it when he sees the angel bringing about this pestilence. He's on the threshing floor of a Jebusite, not an Israelite. That is, the Jebusites were the people who lived in Jerusalem before the Israelites came. So here is this person who the Israelites have taken their land away, and now he's just about to get slain because the Israelites who have taken their land away have sinned. And finally, David really gets it. He's not playing anybody for anything, and he says, God, not this poor sheep, this poor subjugated one. If you're going to punish anybody, I sinned. Take it out on me and those of my father's house. Truly a contrite stance, finally. You and I are no David. You and I sin, though, just as much, if not more so, than David. Can we also admit our failings the way David did? I think that's the challenge here. And part of that is David knew God's mercy, but he even moves beyond that and quits trying to play on God's mercy. Can we admit when we're wrong? Because if we can, then God can work with us. Then God doesn't have to just walk away in disgust and give up. If we could just say when we're wrong, then things can be made right again. So, I suggest this challenge for today. Two times today, say, I was wrong. Two times. I'm sure we'll be wrong more than two times today. But that will be enough. And David said he was wrong two times. So, we don't want to show him up.